Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, October 5th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. As reported last week, and as recently negotiated in our 2012 through 2016 contract, the company has established a telephone recording system that will record conversations between crew scheduling personnel, including all other departments that regularly perform crew scheduling functions, and flight attendants. The system was operational on October 4th, 2012. The company implemented the first phase of the system by activating recordings between flight attendants and crew scheduling personnel. The recording system will indicate the date and time of calls, and the company is required to keep those call records for a minimum of 60 days. A specific recorded telephone conversation shall be made accessible to a local council president within 7 days of her or his written request and notice of a potential dispute to the director of crew scheduling and/or designee. The October interim vacation bidding period opened on October 1st, 0800 Central Time, and was scheduled to close on October 8th at 0800 Central Time. Late today, a problem was identified with the automation that was to have captured all of the primary vacation periods that were vacated by those participating in the Early Out program. While the program did capture all of the primary vacation periods for those who retired, it did not capture all of the vacation periods for those who resigned. As a result of our inquiry, the company has identified this discrepancy and has today revised the vacation allocations for the system to include those unintentionally missed allocations. In order to ensure an additional period of time for a review of the revised allocations by flight attendants and to submit revised bids, AFA has advocated for the company to delay the closing of the interim vacation bids by 24 hours. As a result of our advocacy, interim vacation bidding for the system will now close at 0800 hours on Tuesday, October 9th, 2012. The company will update the VAC bid screens with any vacation changes by October 15th in time for the close of bids for the November schedule month on October 18th, 2012. This is the last interim vacation bid period for this year. The applicable interim vacation bidding vacation rules are: interim bids must be submitted via Skynet. Flight attendants with November vacations may only trade for open vacation periods within the month of November. Flight attendants with December vacations may trade for open vacation periods in November or December, including overlapping vacation periods subject to the applicable rules when crossing months. 14, 15, 16-day vacation periods require 4 full days in both months, while a 17-day vacation requires a minimum of 7 full days in each month. In either case, partial days may not be counted as a full day for the purpose of crossing months. The 2013 vacation bidding process will begin on October 29, 2012. In preparation for this process, United will shortly begin clearing out the 2012 vacation information and loading the initial data for 2013 vacations. This process will cause any remaining 2012 vacation information to become inaccessible to flight attendants. If you have a vacation scheduled for the month of December 2012 and need a copy of your vacation dates for bidding your December schedule, we recommend that you go to your VAC bid screen in Unimatic and print a copy of your 2012 vacation bid information before it is removed. Alternatively, you will need to contact the Flight Attendant Service Center, the FASC, option 4-4, to request the information at a call center representative to retrieve your December 2012 vacation dates in the event you are unable to print a hard copy. Section 18E of the contract provides the timeline for annual vacation bidding and establishes October 29th as the date on which the primary vacation bid period opens. Prior to the opening of bids, there are a number of steps to go through. The first step in the process is the development of the reserve letter list by which flight attendants are assigned reserve rotation letters. These lists are now available in the domiciles. Sometime before vacation bids open on October 29th, reserve letters and the 2013 vacation accruals will be uploaded in Unimatic. The number of vacation days accrued and your vacation bidding seniority are based on company seniority, which may be different from your flight attendant seniority. This is outlined in Section 18B of our contract. Once vacation accruals are finalized to include any reductions provided for by Section 18C, the reserve letter and vacation accrual information will be loaded into the Unimatic VAC bid screens we use when bidding for vacation. This information will be available no later than the opening of bids on October 29th. More information on vacation bidding can be found on our website. United's annual benefit open enrollment for 2013 will consist of 2 open enrollment periods, one for active employees, and a separate open enrollment period for retirees. Active employees will be able to select their 2013 benefits beginning October 1, 2012 through October 23, 2012. Retirees will be able to elect their benefit choices during the period from October 24, 2012 through November 9, 2012. United has mailed a benefits preview highlighting the 2013 health benefits to all flight attendants and retirees. Please note that the enrollment time period is significantly different from previous years. You should review the information mailed from United, the information located on the Your Benefits Resource, YBR, located on United's Flying Together website, and make any changes necessary before enrollment closes. UAL's YBR is easily accessed through the Useful Websites link on our AFA website. Or you may call the United Airlines Benefits Center with questions regarding enrolling or using YBR for your 2012 benefits at 800-651-1007. For more information on our contractual benefits, please visit the Contract Education section of our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.